Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on effective strategy teams. This podcast describes how to use strategy teams to plan and implement specific strategies for your organization. Through the effective use of strategy teams, leadership can engage those who will be affected by a strategy in planning and implementation. This helps assure the success of the strategy and helps build higher performing organizations. So the first question is, what does it mean to implement a strategic plan and a strategy? Well, a strategic plan is implemented by carrying out the specific strategies in the plan, and strategies are nothing more and nothing less than discrete projects or initiatives that an organization identifies as the best means to achieve a specific goal or objective. Now, what are the key ingredients to using strategy teams to effectively implement a strategic plan? Well, here are the keys to effective structure for the teams. First of all, executive oversight. The executive management team must champion the effort and provide clear direction on the desired outcomes of each strategy. Effective executive oversight can include assigning an executive sponsor to each strategy team, periodically reporting the status of a strategy implementation to the executive team, and assigning a member of the executive team to manage the overall implementation process. Another key structure, of course, is the strategy team itself. A strategy team is the project team that plans and implements the strategy. The team facilitates the process, sometimes developing products themselves or other deliverables, and other times involving the help of others. The team should be representative of the end users of the new products and/or processes. Ideally, the size of the team would not exceed 8 people, and can be as small as 3 or 4. A third component of the structure is the strategy lead. The strategy lead is the team's point person who convenes team meetings, solicits updates from team members, documents the status of the project, compiles action items, and reports to executive management about the project. So here are the keys to an effective process. First, determining the phasing of strategy implementation. The executive management team should decide whether all of the strategies in the plan can be effectively implemented at once, or whether it's prudent to implement the strategies in phases based on urgency and workload. Second, the executive team should establish a strategy team for each strategy that will be implemented in the first wave of implementation. Of course, this team again includes an executive sponsor, a strategy lead, and the members of the team. And third, you need to develop action plans. Projects need project plans or action plans or Gantt charts or other kinds of documents that delineate the scope of the strategy and the key action steps required to get it done. The team member responsible for completing a given action step and related deadline should also be documented on the plan. Executive management should review and approve an action plan before it's deployed. Should also eliminate overlap and coordinate efforts. The executive management team, individual executive sponsors, and strategy leads should review all action plans to identify and eliminate either overlaps in strategy scope, ensure coordination across teams where needed for timing purposes, and make sure that strategies are communicated in a way that represents the overall strategic plans, goals, and objectives. Another key to effective process is to hold regular team meetings. Strategy teams should communicate and meet regularly to review the status of completing action steps and to resolve any obstacles that have surfaced. You also need to report the status and issues that have arisen to executive management. The strategy lead should report regularly to executive management about the status of milestones and deadlines and the project budget. This, of course, should be done under the no surprises ground rule so that the executive team is not caught unawares if a strategy falls off course. The strategy lead should also elevate specific project issues and risks to executive management for guidance and resolution. Finally, keep staff apprised of the status of the strategies and their implementation and the success of those implementations. Executive management should communicate to staff the launch of the strategic plan implementation and broadly recognize team successes along the way in the form of acknowledging and celebrating the completion of major milestones and initiatives.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.